Welcome, everybody. Nate Law with you tonight here on WCDO as we get set for girls' high school basketball. It's our first girls' game of the season as we come to you live from Edmiston Central School tonight, folks, as it's the Sydney Lady Warriors traveling over for a non-league matchup against the Edmiston Lady Panthers. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, a fun matchup in a non-league setting here tonight, live again from Edmiston, as this is kind of one of the last non-league games that these two teams will have for a while. Edmiston from the Tri-Valley and Sydney from the MAC, and this is good, kind of a last-minute tune-up. A lot of these teams have started off the season with a tournament that was non-league, then a couple of just one non-league type of games like this where you go against another local school that's in a different league, and then most of these schools later this week will have one of their first league games. Edmiston had a game last week where they defeated Worcester, and that was a big one for them on the road. But this will be a tough one tonight in a non-conference setting, that's for sure. For Sydney, of course, they'll get into the MAC later this week, and that will certainly be great for them. But a final tune-up game before they start conference play. And boy, the MAC girls is going to be a lot of fun this year with Bainbridge, Guilford, Delhi, and Sydney. I think they're all going to be right there, maybe Unadilla Valley as well. So there's some very good MAC girls teams. On the other side in the Tri-Valley, Edmiston is going to have their hands full. Everybody in that league having to fight with Milford, who was a team that won the league last year and got all the way to the Section 4 Class D Finals before falling to South Courtright. Edmiston actually has to battle with Milford tomorrow night. And one issue that Edmiston is going to run into here tonight is that leading scorer, Sydney Smith, is going to sit this one out, it looks like. I know she has some sort of a leg injury, pulled a muscle, and with a league game tomorrow night against Milford, probably the best team in the Tri-Valley, they are looking like they might play her sparingly here tonight or just sit her completely. She is participating in warm-ups here tonight, but I think they're going to make the wise move and sit her. And I can't disagree with that at all. This is a non-league game. Yes, it would be nice if Edmiston could pull an upset in their mind, because they get extra sectional points if they can beat a bigger Class C school like Sydney. But for your leading scorer, Sydney Smith, I think if you can just rest her up and hopefully have her play well tomorrow against Milford, that's a win-win if you look at it towards the end of the season. If you're Sydney, you got a lot of weapons on this team, and it's going to be very interesting. Our first look for them tonight here on CDO, and we're expecting a lot of big things from a team that has some experience coming back. You look at Jenna McDonald, Taylor Barnes, Mackenzie Gravlin. I mean, this team is loaded. They got some size down low, of course, with Connor Decker, as well as Carolee Pierce. And you look at a guard like Jolene Crom, who we know can be deadly from downtown. This is a team that you can't just sit there and guard one person and come away and be successful. And really, again, the guards just continue to go on. You look at Kaylin Gravel, Ariana Bernard. This is a team that has a lot of size, speed, and great guard play. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get this thing tipped off between Edmiston and Sydney. It's a non-league matchup tonight between the Lady Panthers and the Lady Warriors. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in this stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
We're number one. We're number one. We're number one.
Thank you. Thank you. We were going to use this time to shamelessly promote all of the awards that the Penny Savers won recently, like first place, general excellence in New York State, second place, general excellence nationally, plus 14 more. And that's just for our Norwich and Sydney editions. But in all honesty, we wouldn't have won any of these awards over the years were it not for this. Our dedicated employees, thousands of advertisers who've placed their trust in us, and the 75,000 plus loyal households who welcome the Penny Saver into their homes and online. For that, we should be applauding you. Thank you.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you here tonight on WCDO, live from Edmiston, as it's a girls' matchup tonight. The Edmiston Lady Panthers hosting the Sydney Lady Warriors, our first look at Sydney this year. And boy, this is set to be a great one here tonight between Sydney and Edmiston. Starting lineup tonight here for Sydney, number 10, Jenna McDonald, she's a senior. Number 11, Taylor Barnes, she's a junior. Connor Decker wearing number 21, she's a senior. Number 23, Tegan Howard, also a senior. And number 25, a senior, Jolene Crom. As we get underway, we'll get you the Edmiston starters in just a second, as this is Katherine Johnson, who has the ball at half court here, and will pass one off for Caitlin Gott. Gott with the ball for Edmiston, and to the left side, shot up and under here by Cassie Menendez, a rebound, and we will have a jump ball. Possession will go to Sydney. The starters here for the Edmiston Lady Panthers, a junior wearing number 3, Caitlin Gott, a junior number 4, Rachel Green, a sophomore number 11, Cassie Menendez, a junior number 20, Katherine Johnson, and a junior number 23, Sarah Lawrence. So Sydney with the ball there in the maroon with the white trim here tonight. They'll pass one down low. Tegan Howard, turnaround shot is up and in for Howard. First 2 points of the night here for the Sydney Lady Warriors. 7:20 to go, first quarter. Of course, Sydney starting off here in this man-to-man defense, and a steal now by Jenna McDonald. McDonald off to the races, going right to left. And that one is up, no good. Taylor Barnes the rebound, but she is fouled. So Barnes is going to go to the line here with 7:07 to go in this first quarter, and a 2-0 lead for Sydney over Edmiston. Edmiston Lady Panthers, of course, playing without their leading scorer, Sydney Smith, out with an injury tonight. Taylor Barnes to the line here for Sydney. First one no good off the front rim. 7:07 to go in this first quarter. A 2-0 lead for Sydney. They'll look to add to it here with Taylor Barnes. Barnes wearing number 11. A junior, second shot is up, rattles in and out, no good. McDonald with the rebound, pulls it down as Sydney goes left to right. Shot here is up and no good. And into the corner for Jolene Crom. Crom loses it off her foot, knocked out of bounds, and looks like possession will stay with the Sydney Lady Warriors. Warriors are going left to right again. They're in the maroon with the white trim here tonight. They'll rebound and get it in underneath here for Jenna McDonald. McDonald skips one across the top of this 2-3 zone, tipped out of bounds, possession will stay here with Sydney. Edmiston's in the home white uniforms tonight with the orange trim. The black trim as well says Panthers in orange lettering across the front of the uniform there. Jolene Crom with the ball, top of the key now. 6:45 to go first quarter and a 2-0 lead for Sydney over Edmiston. Ball is knocked away here by Edmiston and off to the races. Here comes Caitlin Gott down the right side. Tries a left-handed layup. No good. And the ball pulled down by Jenna McDonald. She's off to the races down the right wing. Pulls up right about half court and gets the ball to Jolene Crom, who will set up the offense against the 2-3 zone here for the Lady Panthers. Taylor Barnes at the top of the key finds Crom in the right side corner. Crom with some good pressure here by the Edmiston defense. Dumps it down low for McDonald. Her left-handed layup no good. And a rebound for Edmiston by Sarah Lawrence. The outlet pass to point guard Caitlin Gott. And she'll walk it up the floor across the big E at half court here in Edmiston. Finds Sarah Lawrence. Shot no good. Johnson the rebound. Her right-handed layup won't go. Lady Panthers can't get on the board despite two good looks. And here comes Sydney back the other way. And here is Jolene Crom at the top of the key. Crom now to the left side. Finds Connor Decker. Decker picks up the dribble and into the left-handed corner. A left-handed dribble there for Bernard. And this one is called the travel as she tries to go on the baseline. So 5:46 to go in the first quarter and a 2-0 lead for Sydney over Edmiston. Lady Panthers against the full court press here. This is a 1-2-2 press coming up for the Sydney Lady Warriors. And Edmiston trying to break it, but a travel violation called against Johnson gives the ball right back here to the Sydney Lady Warriors. So 5:44 to go, first quarter, a 2-0 lead for Sydney over Edmiston. Edmiston playing some good scrappy defense in the first couple of minutes of this first quarter. And to the left side, here's Tegan Howard down low, knocked away, and the Panthers are off to the races down the right side. Now they reverse it to the left side as Edmiston goes right to left. They get it down low. Bucket is good for Cassie Menendez. Her first 2 points, and we're tied up at two with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Here's Jolene Crom again setting up the offense for Sydney to the left side in front of the Edmiston bench. Passes down low off the glass. There's a foul. And no, it'll be 3 seconds in the lane called against the Sydney Warriors. So the bucket is taken away there for Tegan Howard. And Edmiston will get the ball back after the 3 second call. Lady Panthers get the ball in. Sydney again coming with the press, but the Panthers will break it down the left side. Here's Menendez with a 2-pointer. This one is short. Ball loose in the paint. Both teams scrapping for it here, and Sydney's going to come away. A good hustle play by Jolene Crom. Ahead for Decker. Decker down the left side, and she'll travel. Looked like she had an open passing lane there, but pulled up a little bit too early, and then Edmiston clamped down on that lane. There was nowhere to go, and she took the extra step. 4:55 to go in this first quarter, and it's a 2-2 ball game between Edmiston and Sydney. Non-conference action tonight on CDO, and now a steal by Sydney's Jolene Crom. A little behind-the-back dribble and gets it into the front court here for the Lady Warriors. Crom for three off the front rim, no good. Taylor Barnes pulls down the rebound, but she steps out of bounds, and possession will go back to Edmiston. 4:39 to go in the first quarter. We'll step away. It's a 2-2 ball game. Edmiston wants to take a timeout to talk it over. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen. That's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabado Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabado Energy for every part of life.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 4:40 to go in this first quarter. That's a 2-2 game between Sydney and Edmiston. Girls action tonight on CDL, live from Edmiston Central School. Sydney with the ball, and the maroon with the white trim says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the chest. And another 3-second call against Sydney. This is their second of the game, as Jenna McDonald is whistled for camping out in the lane for a quick second. So Edmiston will get the ball back, and Sydney falling right back into this 1-2-2 press. 4:28 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 2, a tight ball game so far, despite Edmiston playing without Sydney Smith, their top scorer. And here comes the press for Sydney, causing a turnover. Head now for Tegan Howard, and she will travel. So both teams with the happy feet here in the opening part of this first quarter. 4:17 to go in the first, and we're tied at 2. And I think sometimes just a new opponent, you know, you're not really familiar with one another. You don't know what the other team's going to throw at you in terms of defense. Sometimes that leads to some traveling violations and some turnovers. 4:10 to go in the first quarter. It's 2-2. Edmiston with the ball, and let's see, we'll have a jump ball. Possession will stay with the Lady Panthers. Cassie Menendez with the drive. She got tied up there by Tegan Howard as she went up for the right-handed layup, and that caused the jump ball. Sydney coming in with a bunch of different subs here, as they're going to sub in all four girls. Mackenzie Gravelin stepping into the game, as well as several other players we'll catch up with in a minute. And Edmiston's going to get it in here off the inbounds play, up and in for Katherine Johnson. Nice play. Gravel has checked into the game, as well as Bernard for the Sydney Warriors. And, of course, Mackenzie Gravelin as well. And Kara Lee Pierce. 3:50 to go in this first quarter. 4-2 is the score. Edmiston on top of Sydney. Warriors get the ball down low on the left block as they go left to right. And here is a short shot. Kara Lee Pierce with the rebound, and she's fouled as she goes up. Mackenzie Gravelin with some nice moves got the shot off. It was short. Pierce with the rebound, and she's fouled as she went up for the putback. So she'll go to the line. 3:39 to go in this first quarter. 4-2 the score, and Sydney's Kara Lee Pierce to the line. Hard-working player here for the Warriors. Plays a lot of off-season basketball. And she will go to the line. First shot is up and off the front rim. No good. So it remains a 4-2 game, 3:39 to go in this first quarter. Second shot coming for Pierce of Sydney. Shot is up here for Kara Lee Pierce, up and in. So Pierce puts that one home, and it's a 4-3 ball game with 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Edmiston looking to break the press, and they do. Here's Johnson at the left block, puts one up. Maybe she was fouled. Shot knocked out of bounds, and possession will stay here with Edmiston, but there is no call. 3:32 to go in this first quarter. It's 4-3, and the Panthers will get the ball in down at the left low block. Intercepted, though, by Kara Lee Pierce, stealing the inbounds pass. Here come the Lady Warriors, and ahead now for Gravel, and let's see what the call is, as Gravel was down low. And they'll say this was stepping out of bounds here, as Edmiston had actually stolen the ball, but they were on the end line, so possession goes right back to Sydney. They'll inbounds underneath. Shot is short here for Bernard of Sydney, and the rebound to Edmiston. 3:15 to go in the first quarter. It's Edmiston 4, Sydney 3. Girls basketball tonight on WCDO. To the left side, here for Menendez. Back out for Sarah Lawrence. Jumper is good. Sarah Lawrence from the right wing gets it to go. Her first 2 points of the night there for the junior wearing number 23. And Edmiston leads Sydney 6-3. 2:55 to go in this first quarter. Edmiston playing very strong defense in this 2-3 zone. And here is Kaylin Gravel. Gravel down low, passes one back up top here for Crom from deep. This one is off the front rim. Again, no good. Ball is loose. They get it back to Crom. She's in the orange paint. Her shot is up, no good. Tipped out of bounds, but will stay with the Sydney Lady Warriors with 25 seconds left on the shot clock. Crom was in the paint and was going up for that floater. Looked like she wanted some contact. Didn't get the call, though, from the Zebra Crew. 2:40 to go in this first quarter, and a shot now from the corner from Gravel is no good. Edmiston with the rebound. So Sydney having a little trouble finding their shot here in the early part of this contest, as Edmiston leads 6-3 with 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Here's Sarah Lawrence with the jumper. No good. And somehow in the land of the trees, Rachel Green comes out of there for Edmiston, but then her pocket is picked here by Sydney's Jolene Crom. Down the right wing, off the glass, no good. Rebound for Sydney's Ariana Bernard. She goes up, misses the shot, but is fouled. So 2:12 to go, first period, and it's 6-3. Edmiston on top of the visiting Sydney Lady Warriors, and here's Ariana Bernard, the junior, going to the line after being fouled on the putback attempt. Bernard wearing number 15 tonight. First shot is up and no good. just left it a little short, and it scraped off the front of the cylinder. 2:12 to go, first quarter, still a 6-3 ball game, low-scoring game featuring good defense on both sides, I have to say. Foul situation at the moment, Edmiston with 3 team fouls and no team fouls so far for Sydney. So here is Bernard, second shot coming. First one was no good, this one is good, and Bernard gets on the board, and it's 6-4 with 2:12 to go in this first quarter. Edmiston 6, Sydney 4. Edmiston gets the ball in, but Sydney with the press and a steal by Crom. Off the glass, no good. Rebound again brought down by Gravel. And let's see, this is going to be a foul. Very close to a jump ball or a foul. And this time the officials say a hold on the arm will keep the ball here with Sydney. So that's 4 team fouls against the Edmiston Lady Panthers. We'll get back to that in just a second. Sydney gets the ball in, a jumper from the right side. Off the mark, no good for Mackenzie Gravelin. Rebound here for the Warriors, and a traveling violation against Carolee Pierce. I bring up the 4 fouls because the new rule this year in girls basketball is after your 5th foul in a quarter, it's automatically 2 shots. There is no more 1-1. So now Edmiston with 4 team fouls. Let's see how that goes. 1:50 to go in this first quarter. Edmiston 6, Sydney 4. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDL. Edmiston with the ball going right to left. They're in the home white uniforms tonight with the orange and the black trim. A backdoor pass. Shot is up and no good there for Jackie Flint. And on the rebound, we'll have a jump ball possession back to Sydney. Nice shot there by Slentz down low, but the iron unkind. It bounced out. Both teams are fighting for the rebound, and the jump ball is called. With a 1:40 to go in this first quarter, a 6-4 lead for Edmiston over Sydney. Crom brings the ball up the floor as Sydney goes left to right. They have it on the right wing, and here is Gravel. Gravel in the corner, but suffocating defense here from Edmiston. Then they pop the ball loose, but it goes right back to Crom. Her layup is up and good. Right place, right time for Jolene Crom, and it's tied up at 6. Edmiston had popped that ball loose, but then all of a sudden Crom was right there to put it home. So a 6-6 game. Edmiston bringing the ball down the floor on the right wing side. They get it into the paint now against this defense here for Sydney in the man-to-man. 1 minute to go in the first quarter, tied up at 6, 15 on the shot clock, and now a steal for the Lady Warriors. Here is Mackenzie Gravelin up off the glass, and the shot is short, couldn't get it to go. Warriors kick it back out. Here's Pierce, and a 3-second violation is the call again here against the Sydney Lady Warriors. So just camping out down low there, looking for a rebound. And again, another 3-second call. 50 seconds to go in this first quarter. We're tied up at 6. Ball is loose on the floor. Edmiston with the pass, and now a foul will be called here against Gravel of Sydney. So 44 seconds to go in this first quarter. We're tied up at 6. Edmiston will inbound the ball on the near side with Katherine Johnson. Johnson with 44 seconds to go in this first quarter, trying to get the ball in. Good defense by Sydney, and that is a 5-second call. She couldn't get it in, and so the possession goes right back here to the Sydney Lady Warriors. So 6-6 with 44 seconds to go in this first quarter, and Crom will bring it forward and to the top of the key now for the Sydney Lady Warriors. Warriors working it around again. A 2-3 zone defense here for the Lady Panthers. And to the far side, now for Crom with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Again, tied up at 6. Sydney with the shot. That one off the mark. Right side from Gravel, but Crom comes in and gets the rebound. Passes down low, looking for Pierce. Strong move, and she's fouled and will go to the line with 19 seconds to go here in this first quarter. So Pierce will be at the line here for Sydney. Pierce with 1 point so far tonight, as she's 1-for-2 from the line and looking to add to her point total tonight here for Sydney. First shot is up and gets the shooter's touch there to go down. So Carolee Pierce gives Sydney the lead 7-6 with 19.8 seconds to go here in this first quarter. Pierce back to the line for the second shot for the Lady Warriors. Takes a couple of dribbles, and now we'll step in with 19 seconds to go first quarter. Pierce off the back iron, no good. So Sydney holding on to this 7-6 lead. Let's see what Edmiston can do here in the last 15 seconds of the first quarter. Caitlin Gott will pass over to Rachel Green on the right side. Picks up her dribble. She's in trouble trying to get the pass off with 6 seconds left. And that good defense there by Sydney allows Green to just take that extra step, and she'll travel. As soon as Green picked up her dribble, she was immediately double-teamed by Sydney, and she just had nowhere to go. Eventually lost her balance and took the step. Let's see if the Warriors can get off a shot before the buzzer. Taylor Barnes with the shot, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the lead 7-6 for Sydney over Edmiston in a non-league matchup on the road here tonight. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We start the second quarter live from Edmiston Central School. A girls matchup tonight between Edmiston and the visiting Sydney Warriors. At the end of the first quarter, start of the second now. Sydney leading Edmiston 7-6. And the Panthers will have the ball. They are in the white with the orange and the black trim. They're inbounding underneath their own basket. They get the shot off here, off the pass in from Caitlin Gott. Shot is no good, tipped out of bounds on the rebound, and right back to Sydney. And so Mackenzie Gravelin will walk the ball up the floor, crossing the timeline, and the big E at the center of the court here in Edmiston. Passes off for Taylor Barnes. Tries a bounce pass down low, ball loose on the floor. And now we're going to have a foul as the ball is loose on the floor. Thought maybe there was going to be a jump ball. But a nice job there by Aaron DeVries. Fell on that one, and then she tried to pass it off. A foul against the Sydney Lady Warriors. 7:36 to go here in this second quarter. The foul is on Gravelin of Sydney, and a 7-6 lead for Sydney over Edmiston. And here is that press once again causing a turnover for Sydney. Down low, Taylor Barnes up and in. So Barnes with the right-handed layup, her first 2 points of the night, and Sydney takes a 3-point lead, 9-6. With 7:20 to go in the second quarter, and now Edmiston is going to take a timeout. I think head coach Russ McCall wants to talk over how they can break this press and set up in the offense. 7:22 to go, second quarter, 9-6. Sydney leads Edmiston. We'll be right back on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
7:20 to go, second quarter. Sydney with a 9-6 lead over Edmiston on the road tonight on CDO. Edmiston had just taken a timeout, and as they inbound the ball here, it's tipped out of bounds, and possession goes back to the Warriors. So not what you exactly want out of the timeout, but I think the Lady Panthers just trying to find a way to get through this tough Sydney press that they have thrown at them tonight. Warriors get to the ball to the high post with McDonald. McDonald at the top of the key, passes down low, turnaround shot for Tegan Howard, no good. McDonald, a big rebound, can't get that to go. Right-handed layup was no good, gets her own rebound again, back out for Mackenzie Gravelin. Her jumper is no good, and the rebound by Aaron DeVries of Edmiston, and the Panthers are off to the races. DeVries at half court, ahead now. Lady Panthers get it down at the left block as they go right to left. Here's Gott with a jumper, and she got it. Caitlin got her first 2 points of the night, and it's back to a one-point game. Sydney 9, Edmiston 8, with 6:25 to go before the halftime break. Here's Connor Decker, left side, outside the three-point line. Flips one down low. Now a pass for Tegan Howard from Jenna McDonald, up and in. Nice play there by Tegan Howard, and she has 4 points. That's a team high for the Sydney Lady Warriors. Edmiston breaks the press with a long pass to half court. and they have it in the front court on the right wing. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. It's 11-8. Sydney on top of Edmiston. Panthers have it down low. A turnaround shot is no good there for the Lady Panthers, as Maggie's shot couldn't get it to go. Back the other way for the Lady Warriors. Here is Taylor Barnes. Barnes on the right side looking for Connor Decker. Decker now for Barnes on the left wing. Back up to Mackenzie Gravelin. They work it around the top of the 2-3 zone with 5:35 to go in the second quarter. Shot is up and no good there from Decker. And the Panthers with a rebound and then a foul as Rachel Green for Edmiston brought it down and then was fouled on the play. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Sydney clinging to a 3-point lead, 11-8 on the road in a non-conference game tonight at Edmiston. Nate Lowe on CDO, thanks for joining us. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. Warriors get the ball in. A shot from McDonald is knocked away. A big block there by Sarah Lawrence. She's off to the races. Full court layup is good. Coast to coast. Went down that right side, and Lawrence puts it home, and a 1-point lead again for Sydney, 11-10, off that nice play there by Sarah Lawrence. 5:05 to go in the second quarter. Sydney gets it down low with McDonald, her shot up and in. Jenna McDonald, her first bucket of the night, and it's back to a 3-point lead for Sydney, 13-10, with 4:55 to go, second quarter. And here is Gott for Edmiston. The jumper just rims out, and McDonald a big rebound for the Warriors. Down the right wing side. Turned into a track meet here as McDonald. The jumper is good. A little running floater in the lane for McDonald, and she picks it up. It's Sydney 15, Edmiston 10, with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Panthers working it around into the paint. A little jumper there from Aaron DeVries. Off the mark, no good, and Sydney comes down with the loose change. And again, the Warriors looking to run. Here's Crom in the paint. Finger roll off the bottom of the basket. No good. And now a rebound, and we'll have a foul on the play. There was a rebound there from Cassie Menendez. She got tied up with Jolene Crom. Referees having a little conference here. Looks like they're going to change it to a jump ball, which will give the ball back to Edmiston here. But no foul on Crom on the play, so that keeps her clean. 4:22 to go in the second quarter. It is Sydney 15, Edmiston 10. Nate Lowell tonight here on CDO as Edmiston brings the ball up the floor with Rachel Green. Passes down low for Johnson. She's fouled as she goes up for the right-handed layup from the block, and she'll head to the line. Here's the team foul situation. It resets every quarter. Sydney now with two team fouls, Edmiston with zero in the second quarter. So Johnson will go to the line, has 2 points on the night. Steps in, first shot off the rim, no good for Katherine Johnson. Of course, if you've seen the Edmiston Lady Panthers play softball, you'll recognize a lot of these names. Of course, Katherine Johnson, Sarah Lawrence, and I'd say Sydney Smith really make up the big three for that softball team. Second shot is good for Johnson. I'm not quite sure how she does it because I know she plays travel softball all throughout the year as well as playing sports here at Edmiston. She takes a lot of time and dedication both on the floor here for basketball, on the field for softball, as well as getting everything done in the classroom, so kudos to her. 3:55 to go in the second quarter. They pass it over to Crom as Sydney has the ball on the right wing going left to right with 3:50 to go before the halftime break. Crom down low for McDonald. Turnaround shot no good. She's fouled, but will go to the line. 3:48 to go in this second quarter. 15-11 is the score, and Jenna McDonald will go to the line. And it's kind of funny. Sydney and Edmiston, not exactly close geographically, but Connor Decker, of course, real good friends with Katherine Johnson. Both are big on the softball circuit. Both will go and play in college. Of course, Connor signed to Mansfield University, Division II, will go there to play softball next season, and Edmiston and Sydney both with quality softball programs we'll see in the spring. McDonald's first shot is good. Second one coming here for Jenna McDonald, and that's up and in. So McDonald now with a team-high 6 points, and Sydney opens up their biggest lead of the game, 17-11, with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Johnson pass ahead for Sarah Lawrence against the press. A long baseball pass down the floor. Menendez couldn't quite hold on to it, and it trickles out of bounds. Nice pass there from Sarah Lawrence, who's a great catcher here, as we were just talking about softball. And that was pretty much a baseball throw, but Menendez just couldn't hold on to it. Went through her hands and out of bounds. 3.5 to go, second quarter. It's 17-11. Sydney on top of Edmiston as the Lady Warriors go left to right. Connor Decker, top of the key, finds Tegan Howard far side. Back to Decker as they work against the 2-3 zone that Edmiston has thrown at them. Pass down low, tripped out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Warriors, and the possession goes back to Edmiston. Of course, Edmiston playing without their leading scorer tonight, senior Sydney Smith, and they're keeping it close with a good team from the MAC, the Sydney Lady Warriors. This time, the Panthers break the press, and again, Lawrence with a pass. It was tipped out of bounds and will go back to Sydney. Lawrence just trying to make that extra pass to the far side for Katie Arnold, and Arnold just got a piece of it but couldn't quite catch up in time. 3:10 to go, second quarter, 17-11 is the score. Sydney on top of Edmiston. Girls action tonight on CDO. We'll be back to the boys tomorrow when Sydney travels down to Harpersville. That'll be a 7:15 tip-off between the Hornets and the Warriors tomorrow night. About 3 minutes to go, second quarter, and Sydney will inbound the ball with Kaylin Gravel underneath the basket, and they'll quickly get it in for Taylor Barnes. Little give and go right back to Gravel, but Lawrence got her paws in there and knocked it away. And they'll say it was last touch there by Gravel. And so Edmiston will get the ball underneath the basket, and they'll have to go up against the full-court press. Menendez tries to inbounds, and it's knocked away by Tegan Howard, right back out of bounds, and will stay with Edmiston. Just under 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And now Edmiston will throw it away as they try to get it in against the press, and it goes right back to Sydney. So this pressure here from Sydney has really been the difference on the press, I think. Edmiston has just had a lot of trouble getting through and breaking that cleanly and consistently. 2:50 to go before halftime. Sydney now with the ball. Connor Decker, top of the key, steps in. Two-pointer off the back iron, no good. Barnes the rebound, off glass, again no good. And Edmiston with the rebound. Menendez ahead for Sarah Lawrence, down the right wing side. Tries to put one off the glass, and it was too hard. No good. Sydney with the rebound. 2.5 to go, and a fast break chance here for Jenna McDonald. Up off the glass, and her shot is no good, as Lawrence was hustling back on defense, and I think might have got a piece of it. Ball is still loose. McDonald picks it up, throws it off the leg of Menendez, out of bounds, and it will stay with the Sydney Lady Warriors. Boy, a big flurry there, as both teams had possession of the ball that went back and forth before trickling out of bounds there, as a nice play by McDonald to throw it off the leg of Menendez to keep possession with Sydney. Decker for three as the Warriors get it back in. Shot is no good. McDonald the rebound with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Decker throws it inside, and again, 3 seconds is the call against Sydney. Boy, some of the forwards down low have had a tough time tonight keeping both feet out of the lane there for the Sydney Lady Warriors. 2:05 to go in the second quarter. It's 17-11. Edmiston trying to break the press, but another steal here for Sydney. And to the right side with Kaylin Gravel. Gravel finds Decker. We're under 2 minutes to go before the halftime break. You want to stay tuned. It's our Maravito Energy Products halftime report. As Sydney stepping in, trying to add to the lead. Taylor Barnes with a shot, no good. Tegan Howard the turnaround, off glass and in. Howard now has 6 points. So Howard and McDonald, each with six, to lead Sydney. And now again, the press coming hard, and the ball tipped out of bounds. 1:41 to go before the halftime break, and it's 19-11. Sydney on top of Edmiston. So the ball tipped out of bounds there, and will actually go back to Sydney after a little conference there by the referees. So Sydney will get it in. McDonald into the corner and back out for Connor Decker from downtown. This one hits the rim twice and no good. Barnes the rebound, and she can't get it to go. And finally a rebound for Edmiston. And they're off to the races here with Caitlin Gott down the left wing side as the Lady Panthers go right to left. Gott will step in at the elbow, now down into the right corner, and back up for Rachel Green. The jumper rattles out. Boy, that one went all the way around the cylinder before popping out. Ball out of bounds on the rebound and will stay with Edmiston. 1:16 to go before halftime. Again, a 19-11 lead for the Sydney girls over Edmiston on the road. 19-11. Back for Green in the paint. This one no good. Rebound and a foul. This one called against Sydney as Jackie Slentz, cleaning up the glass, comes down with it, and she went up for the left-handed layup. She was hacked on the arm. So the foul will be called against Sydney here. First one on Connor Decker, and Jackie Slentz, the senior, will go to the line for Edmiston. First shot coming is good. So Slentz gets that one to go. Boy, hit the rim three times before it went down. Both teams having a little trouble here tonight finding the range. 19-12 now the score with 1:09 to go. Second quarter, live from Edmiston tonight. Girls action, second shot for Slentz, no good. And this will be a violation against Sydney. So Edmiston's going to get another foul shot here. Jackie Slentz will go to the line for her third shot now after the violation against the Sydney Lady Warriors. So let's see if they can take advantage. 1:08 to go, second quarter, and this would cut the lead down to 6 if Slentz can get it to go. At the line, up, and no good. Went wide to the left, but a rebound for the Lady Panthers. Nice job there by Aaron DeVries. And the Lady Panthers will set up the offense. They step in with a shot here from Rachel Green. No good. Ball loose on the floor and will go. Let's see, little conference here between the referees, and will go to Sydney with 57 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 19-12. The Warriors on top of the Panthers. And so Kaylin Gravel will bring the ball up the floor here for Sydney. Passes for Barnes and into the corner now for McDonald. Back for Ariana Bernard. She's in the paint. Quickly passes out. Back for Barnes. Right side jumper off the mark. No good. Rebound. McDonald comes down with it and is fouled as she goes back up. So 39 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Jenna McDonald, with 6 points already, will head to the line. McDonald, not being as tall as some of the other players, somehow with a great jumping ability, has been a force on the glass tonight here for Sydney. Shot is coming for McDonald. Nothing but net. And she's got a game-high 7 points. Sydney with an 8-point lead, 20-12, right here before the halftime break. Second shot coming for McDonald. This one is up and in. She's got 8 points now. So McDonald with 8, Howard with 6 to lead Sydney. 4 points for Sarah Lawrence to lead Edmiston on the other side. So it's 21-12. Be good for the Panthers if they could get a bucket here before the halftime break to try to cut it down to a 7-point ball game. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Edmiston trying to set up the offense. This one tipped out of bounds, but will stay with the Panthers. Just a good swarming defense here tonight from Sydney, and that one was tipped away from Rachel Green. Edmiston looking to get the ball in. Down into the corner here. Green with a shot. This one is off the mark. No good. And now an outlet pass ahead for McDonald. Tipped it to herself. Goes in. Left side. Off the glass and in. Jenna McDonald with 10 points. And it's 23-12 with 15 seconds to go before the halftime break. Panthers get the ball up the floor and to the right side it goes. And now another steal. This one by Taylor Barnes right at half court. Barnes in for the layup and it's in. Taylor Barnes with 4 points. And that is going to do it for the first half. Boy, a little bit of a rush there at the end of the second quarter gives Sydney a 25-12 lead at the halftime break. 6 straight points there in the last, I'd say, 30 to 40 seconds of the quarter really makes this go from about a 6 to 7 point game, which it was throughout the first half, ballooning up to this 25-12 lead. And Edmiston, of course, playing without leading scorer tonight, Sydney Smith. They will have their work cut out for them in the second half. But Sydney led by 10 points from Jenna McDonald. We'll talk about that and more during our halftime break. And we'll also try to keep you updated tonight, of course, on the South Courtright and Cooperstown game. That's two teams that are in the state finals last year for Class C and Class D. They are facing off tonight. And for anyone who's curious out there, we'll get you some score updates as well. Coming up, it's our Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, we're live in Edmiston tonight. A girls' contest, 25-12 at the halftime break. Sydney leading Edmiston. I'm Nate Lullen. We'll be right back here on CDO Sports.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Maravito Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch, and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Maravito. Energy for every part of life.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
If you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Looking to cover yourself when you make that big purchase? Cork and his experienced staff are now offering a wide variety of different warranties to make you feel more comfortable out on the road. With options like wheel and tire, mechanical, fabric and paint protection, and dent and ding protection, you can drive with confidence no matter where you go. Have a flat? Your warranty can cover that. Get bumped in the parking lot? Let dent and ding take care of it. It's pretty simple. Think you're going to have to pay a ton extra for it? Not at Chambers and O'Hara. Right now, when you buy a vehicle from us, we throw in a tire and wheel warranty for free. That's the Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center difference. Visit online at chambersohara.com before you stop by or call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, home of the no-nonsense warranty.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Halftime here from Edmiston High School. It's the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored, of course, by Mirabito. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Folks, we've had such great weather the last couple of weeks, but you know it's going to turn into winter sometime. That snow and that cold is coming. So call Mirabito today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Again, the halftime score, 25-12, Sydney on top of Edmiston on the road here tonight. And let's go through our scoring summary. First for Sydney, 10 points, a game high so far for Jenna McDonald. A couple of nice steals right there at the end of the quarter to put them up and in. Tegan Howard with 6. Taylor Barnes with 4, Carolee Pierce with 2, Jolene Crom with 2, and Ariana Bernard with 1. So let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different players scoring tonight so far for the Sydney Lady Warriors. And, you know, it's a good night when you can lead 25-12 at the half and Jolene Crom only with 2 points. She's someone who will certainly have to get it going this year for Sydney, but other players just chipping in. And you can see that Coach Brad Aldrich has a deep bench. He's able to sub in and out at will, and at times tonight he has subbed 3 and 4 girls in at one time. So that has certainly been nice for Sydney to get some fresh bodies and some fresh legs in there when needed. On the other side for Edmiston, they are led by 4 points from Sarah Lawrence, 3 from Catherine Johnson, 2 for Cassie Menendez, 2 for Caitlin Gott, and 1 for Jackie Slentz. I think Edmiston, without leading scorer Sydney Smith, still doing a fine job here tonight. When they've been able to get down and get into their offense, that's when they've been successful. But this 1-2-2 press that Sydney has thrown at them has really been hard, as Smith is one of their good ball handlers, and I think just having her out there would just give you an extra guard to battle through this press. When they have done the right things and made the right cuts and made those passes, they have gotten through it relatively easy. But I think getting the ball in has been very hard, because Sydney, with a lot of pressure right along the end line, as well as the two guards, are just very closely guarded, almost man-to-man until the ball gets in. So if Edmiston can find a way at the half to try to break things up there and to find a way to get those cutters open to get the ball in, I think they could be in pretty good shape. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more here on our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. 25-12 is the score. 4:25 to go here before we start up the second half. I'll be right back. This is Nate Lull here on WCDO Sports.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. It's the Mirabado Energy Products Halftime Report live from Edmiston High School. Tonight is a girls' contest, our first girls' game of the year. And at the half, it's Sydney leading Edmiston in a non-conference battle 25-12. Folks, we have a whole full week ahead of basketball here for you on CDO. So don't forget, of course, we have this contest tonight. Tomorrow we'll be down in Harpersville as it's the Sydney boys taking on the Harpersville Hornets. On Wednesday, we'll be over in Delhi, a contest that features the two girls' teams that were in the MAC championship last year, as it's Bainbridge-Guilford taking on the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. On Thursday night, we'll be somewhere out in the Twitter world, and we'll be watching one game somewhere in the three leagues that we cover, the Delaware League, the Tri-Valley, or the MAC. And on Friday, we'll be down in Afton. It's going to be a doubleheader between Afton and BG. The girls' game will be at 6. The boys' game will be at 7:30. So that's 5 games in 4 nights. We've done it before, but it's always fun. You know, it's the perfect time of year. You're home for the holidays. Maybe you don't want to go out. You've had a long day. You can just sit in with us here and listen to great high school hoops. Or if you can, get out and support one of your local teams. That's always great as well. If you want, you can always stream the games online. Maybe you're still at school, at college, and you want to stream it before you come home and watch the games in person. You can always do that at WCDOsports.com. That is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Our game audio archive is also on WCDOsports.com. You can go there and download any of the games that we do absolutely free, again, courtesy of SFCU. So after this game is done tonight, give us a couple of minutes. We'll have it uploaded right on the website there for you. You'll be all set. You'll be able to download and listen to it anytime for free on WCDOsports.com. We'll take one last quick break. We come back, we'll start the third quarter. Again, it's a girls' matchup tonight in Edmiston, and the Sydney Lady Warriors leading Edmiston 25-12. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. About to start the third quarter here live from Edmiston Central School. Sydney Lady Warriors taking on the Edmiston Lady Panthers, and we're underway. Sydney is in the maroon road uniforms with the white trim. They go right to left to start this third quarter. Here's Jenna McDonald, a baseline drive. Kicks one over to Jolene Crom. Up and under, no good. And the Panthers get the rebound. They will go left to right. They're in the home white uniforms tonight with the black trim and the orange trim as well. The shot up for Rachel Green is no good, but then she gets her own rebound, kicks it back out to the top of the key on the right wing side. Pass over for Caitlin Gott. Downtown, no good, but a rebound for Menendez. Out for Sarah Lawrence. Jumper is good. And that'll get the crowd excited here in Edmonton as Sarah Lawrence now with a team-high 6 points. 7:15 to go in the third quarter. It's 25-14. Taylor Barnes with the ball now for Sydney. For Connor Decker, back over for McDonald. And again, they work it around against this 2-3 zone. Edmonton with their starters back in. That should help as well. And now a steal here by Sarah Lawrence. Lawrence down the right side. Gets it over to Menendez. She tried an entry pass down low. It was tipped out of bounds and will stay with the Lady Panthers. 25-14 is the score with 6:56 to go in this third quarter. Sydney on top of Edmonton on the road. A non-league battle tonight. The MAC versus the Tri-Valley. Menendez on the right block is fouled as she goes up for the right-handed layup with 6:52 to go here in this third frame. So Menendez, it was a foul on the floor, so not a shooting violation. First foul of the second half against Sydney. And Menendez will inbound underneath the basket for Edmonton. Gets one in for Rachel Green. The shot is knocked away by Tegan Howard. Ball is on the out-of-bounds line here, but they're going to call a foul first. We'll see who this one is against. It's going to go against Sydney, but who? Because it was a double team. And this one will go against Tegan Howard. 6:48 to go in the third. Again, Edmonton playing without leading scorer Sydney Smith. You wonder what kind of a difference she could make in this game for Edmonton, who's hanging tough here with the Class C Sydney Lady Warriors. 6:40 to go in the third. A shot there from Lawrence is no good. And the turnaround shot by Edmonton is from Rachel Green, and that's off the mark. But now another steal up top for Lawrence, and she can't get the right-handed layup to go. And finally, Crom will come away with it. An outlet pass ahead for McDonald, coast-to-coast, up, and can't get that to go. Barnes the rebound, and her loose change shot won't go. Crom kicks it back out and said, let's pump the brakes, let's settle down here. Boy, both teams have just missed four straight layups. To the left side for Connor Decker as Sydney goes right to left. This keeps it a 25-14 game with 6:05 to go in the third. McDonald for Sydney reverses the pass over with 10 seconds to go on the shot clock for Taylor Barnes. Barnes down low, has it tipped away. Menendez down the left side for Edmonton, stops in the paint and finds Caitlin Gott. Back to Menendez off the glass. No good. Rebound here for Sydney. Here's Decker. Picks it up and finds Jolene Crom, who crosses the big Edmonton E here at half court and into the front court in front of the Sydney bench. Crom thought about it from downtown. Now she will pull the trigger. This one no good. Just too short. And again, Edmonton wants to run with Caitlin Gott. A little track meet here. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled as she tries the finger roll in the orange paint. Exciting start to this third quarter. A lot of back and forth action. Both teams just still struggling to find their shot. 5:31 to go in the third. It's 25-14. Sydney on top of Edmonton. Caitlin Gott is to the line. Shot is up and in for Caitlin Gott. And that's a big shot there for the junior wearing number 3. She's got 3 points. Keeps it a 10-point ball game. If Edmonton can keep it right around there, they could make a run at any time. Second shot coming. No good. Rebound, though, for Sarah Lawrence. Goes up for the right-handed layup. Is blocked. No foul is called. Lawrence a little slow to get up, but now sprints back into the play. He's going to pick up a steal. Nice job there from Sarah Lawrence of Edmonton. Pass ahead for Johnson. Too tall for her. Sydney steals it back. But then there's Sarah Lawrence again picking up the loose ball. Over to Menendez. Right-handed layup is in, and she's fouled. Cassie Menendez now with 4 points, and she'll go to the line. It's 25-17. Here's what I just talked about. If Edmonton can keep it right around that 8-10 points, you know, if you get a couple of steals, you get some layups and go on a run, you can get right back in. 5:05 to go in the third. It's 25-17. Menendez trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Shot no good from the line. Boy, foul shooting has been tough for both teams here tonight. So 25-17, 5 minutes to go in the third. There's Connor Decker, and she's fouled on the floor by Rachel Green, and she tried to get by her on the move. 4:58 to go in the third. And Decker is going to throw the ball in here to Jolene Crom. Crom to Decker, back for Barnes, top of the key. Now for Crom. You can tell she wants that three-point shot, but good defense there by the Panthers. Back over for Decker. Three ball, got it from downtown. Splash for Connor Decker. Decker's first bucket of the night, and it's 27-17, so back to a 10-point lead. 4:50 to go in the third. Here's Katherine Johnson, and she'll travel as she tried to move into the paint. And possession will go back to Sydney. So the nice shot there by Connor Decker. Probably the nicest shot we've seen tonight. Just spotted up. Good rotation. And looked good the whole way. 4:46 to go. Third frame. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Always glad to have you wherever you're listening from out there. Pass down low to Ariana Bernard. She falls down, tried a shot as she was going down to the floor, lost it, and Edmiston picks up the rebound and then a foul on Sydney. So Sarah Lawrence really making the difference here in the second half. A couple of steals, a couple of buckets for Edmiston. She has 6 points, and she's fouled there as she picked up the steal off the miss there from Sydney's Ariana Bernard. And now a shooting situation here for Edmiston. And folks, I apologize. I'm still getting used to this rule. In girls' hoops now, every quarter they will reset the fouls, and when you get to the fifth foul, there is no more 1-1. You don't have to get to 7 anymore. You just go to the line and you'll shoot 2, and that brings up Sarah Lawrence to the line, and she'll miss the first one. If Edmiston could make some of these from the charity stripe, they could be right back in this game. Lawrence to the line, second shot coming. This one is up and in for Sarah Lawrence, so she has 7. And with 4.5 to go in the third, it's 27-18. Sydney on top of Edmiston on the road, a non-league matchup tonight. Kenzie Gravelin with the ball, passes for Taylor Barnes. Good entry pass to the high post for Carolee Pierce. To the left side, 3-ball coming for Sydney's Mackenzie Gravelin. That one was short, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds and will stay with Sydney. 4:14 to go in the third. Warriors trying to find their shot. They get it in for Taylor Barnes, a jumper from the right wing side, no good. Pierce with the rebound and passes out here for Gravel from downtown. That one is off the mark, no good. Pierce, another rebound. Can't get the shot to go, but she'll go to the line. Pierce took a big chunk on the arm and almost got the left-handed layup to go down. Ball kind of just circled around half of the rim there and then fell out. And Pierce will go to the line. She has 1 point so far tonight. 2 points, excuse me, and we'll look to add to it here. 4:04 to go in the third. And Pierce, first shot, no good. Off the front iron. Carolee Pierce and Taylor Barnes, both playing AAU basketball locally for Catskill Mountain, along with a variety of other girls from different schools. I know they played all summer long, and certainly helpful when you get to the wintertime here for their school teams. Second shot coming for Pierce. Off the mark, no good. Rebound for Ariana Bernard. Sydney with a fresh 30 on the shot clock will get things set up. 28-18, the Warriors on top of the Panthers with 3:55 to go in the third. Pierce with a turnaround shot. The hook is no good. The rebound for Bernard. Can't get it to go, but she'll go to the line. So Ariana Bernard there to Windex the glass there, bring it down, clean it up, and she'll head to the charity stripe now. Ariana Bernard with 1 point so far tonight for Sydney, and she'll step in for 2. First shot for Bernard is in. Nothing but net. Made that signature swish as it went through. 29-18 the score now. Sydney on top with 3:51 to go in this third quarter. Second shot for Bernard in. Perfect form. Good flick of the wrist, and it's in for Bernard of Sydney. 30-18, 12-point lead, the biggest one of the contest here for Sydney, and now Edmiston will throw it away as Menendez just had it slip right through her hands and possession back to the Lady Warriors. 3:44 to go in the third. 30-18 is the score here in the third quarter. And here is Mackenzie Gravelin passing one down low to Ariana Bernard. Lost her footing, and now a steal by Edmiston. Rachel Green down the right side. The shot is no good as she went up for the right-handed layup as Edmiston goes left to right. Ball tipped out of bounds. Possession will stay with the Lady Panthers with 3:28 to go in the third. So Edmiston will inbound to the near side, but a quick steal here by Taylor Barnes of Sydney. Read the inbounds pass and picked it off. Barnes with a long baseball pass ahead. Skips it across for Gravel. And now for Barnes, but through her hands and slipped out of bounds. So 3:15 to go. Third quarter, it's 30-18. Sydney looking for the non-conference win tonight on the road. Again, the MAC against the Tri-Valley, as both these teams will get into a good portion of their league schedule coming up in the second half of December here, right before the Christmas break. Now another steal for Sydney. This one by Carolee Pierce, and she's looking to run the floor. Pierce off for Barnes, up and in. Nice assist from Carolee Pierce to Taylor Barnes, and Barnes has 6 points and now a foul as Edmiston brings it up the floor. 2:57 to go in the third, and it's 32-18. So Sydney has kind of backed off on that press, but they're still bringing some pressure and some trapping right around half court, and that has still given the Lady Panthers some problems. 2:57 to go in the third, and so this will be the 16th foul against Sydney, so that automatically sends Menendez to the line. First shot up and rattles it in for Cassie Menendez. So she has 5 points tonight. So it's Lawrence with 7, Menendez with 5 here for Edmiston. Menendez looking to add to it here. This one off the left side of the rim, no good, but looks like we'll get another one. A violation against Sydney. Once again, just a foot in the lane. We've seen it twice this year in this game and then our boys' game the other night between BG and Franklin where, you know, some of those little things at the foul line, giving somebody an extra shot can come back to bite you. Second shot from Menendez. This one no good, so Sydney dodging a bullet there, and the rebound for Taylor Barnes. 2:50 to go in the third. 32-19. Sydney on top of Edmiston. And here is Mackenzie Gravelin passing back up for Barnes at the top of the key. 15 on the shot clock. Sydney working it around against the 2-3 zone, and now a shot down low. And as she went up for the shot, they're saying Gravel was fouled. 2:38 to go in the third. It's 32-19. And so Gravel will inbound underneath the basket. As they were saying that the foul was on the floor before she went up for the jumper. So Sydney will inbound into the right corner for Barnes. We'll kick it back out now for Mackenzie Gravelin. Three ball is good. So Mackenzie Gravelin from the right side as Sydney goes right to left. On that right wing, buries it home, and it's 34-19 with 2:20 to go in the third. Ball loose on the floor, a steal for Sydney, but then a traveling call is called on Bernard, so it goes right back to Edmiston. 2:20 to go in the third, and the Lady Panthers will inbound underneath their own basket, and they'll bring it up the floor. So the Panthers will get this one to half court, and now the ball stolen away here by Kaylin Gravel. And Gravel is fouled, so she'll go to the line. And so now this is a different and interesting look to the game, that when you get to the five fouls, you automatically shoot two, because now both teams, Edmiston with 5, and let's see, Sydney with 16 fouls, they're both going to be shooting for the rest of the quarter, automatically two shots with 2:13 to go in the third. First shot for Gravel is no good. Off the back iron. 2:13 to go. Third quarter, and Katherine Johnson will check back in for Edmiston. 34-19 the score. Gravel again to the line. Shot is up off the back rim, no good. Bernard picks up the rebound, can't get her shot to go. Ball loose on the floor, and we'll have a possession arrow, and this one will go back to Edmiston. Both teams tonight have done a great job on the glass, but haven't been able to get those second chance opportunities to go down. I think as the year goes along, you'll see that for both teams pay off, working hard on the glass. But tonight, just one of those nights where it's like there's a lid on top of the rim. And now we'll have a foul as Edmiston tries to inbounds once again. They'll bring it down the floor and automatically shoot two. I'd heard a lot of discussion that they were trying to speed up the game by doing this. But in situations like this, where both teams are already over the five fouls, you're going to be shooting two. And it makes for a long quarter sometimes if this is the situation. So Caitlin Gott to the line, and her first shot is up and in. So Caitlin Gott for Edmiston has 4 points. It's back to a 14-point ball game, 34-20, with 2:06 to go here in the third. Second shot coming for Gott, up and in, nothing but net. So Caitlin Gott with 5 points. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Sydney brings the ball up the floor. They lead 34-21. Passing it around here to the far side, a 13-point lead. Gravel finds Mackenzie Gravelin, who just buried a three on the last possession for Sydney. Gets it into the paint. Bernard, turnaround shot, no good. Pierce rips down the rebound, and now will pass over for Kaylin Gravel. And she'll set the offense back up with a minute 35 to go in the third. Bulls her way into the lane, and now we'll have a charge there against Kaylin Gravel. And went barreling right in to Katherine Johnson, shoulder to shoulder there. And Gravel, I know she was trying to create some separation there, but just let a little bit too much there with the shoulder. 1.5 minutes to go here in the third. It's 34-21. Edmiston with the ball, trying to get back into this game. Here's Johnson with a jumper. Top of the key, off the mark, no good. Johnson chasing the rebound, but Barnes will get to it first for Sydney. Outlet pass ahead and up and in for Mackenzie Gravelin, and she's got 5 points. Sydney leads 36-21, and now a steal by the Warriors. Bernard, the layup, in, and she's got five. 38-21 now the score. And now another steal off the press here for the Lady Warriors. They kick it back out. Here's Kara Lee Pierce with the jumper. Good. So 6 straight points here for the Lady Warriors as Pierce has 4. And this lead is ballooned up to 40-21 with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. To the left side. They work it back for Caitlin Gott. Gott to the right side now, trying to set up the offense here after Sydney just with 6 straight points off the pressure there from the full court press. Edmiston working around to the left side, and they'll say Menendez had it down on the baseline and her foot was on the line, so possession back to Sydney. Just want to give a shout out to some listeners out in CDO land tonight. Charlotte and John Thompson listening tonight. Just want to welcome you in on WCDO. Always glad to have all our area listeners along. 25 seconds to go in this third quarter. Turnaround shot for Pierce, up and in. Just like that, Carolee Pierce has 6 points. And Sydney leads 42-21 with 15 seconds to go in this third quarter. Passing to the left side. Edmiston trying to get it over the timeline, but another steal here by Barnes. Barnes is blocked away there by Johnson. 7 seconds to go in this third quarter. Now a turnaround shot, and Bernard is fouled. So 42-21 is the score. And just a score update now from up the road between Cooperstown and South Courtright. That's a game that a lot of people were looking forward to. 20-16 at the half. Cooperstown ahead of South Courtright. And that's a contest between two schools that were in the state championship last year for Class C and D in girls New York State basketball. 6 seconds to go here in this third quarter. 42-21 the score. Bernard from the line for Sydney puts it in. So Ariana Bernard gets that one to go, and she has 6 points. And Edmiston will bring it up the floor. Let's see if they can get a shot off before the buzzer. It's tipped out of bounds, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. Sydney leads 43-21 after three. We'll be right back. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Start of the fourth quarter here in Edmiston, and it's 43-21. Sydney on top of Edmiston here on the road in a non-league matchup between the MAC and the Tri-Valley. And just again, the score update from that Cooperstown-South Courtright girls game at the half in Cooperstown. Cooperstown leading 20-16. Cooperstown and South Courtright were both in the state finals last year for Class C and Class D. That's why we're keeping you updated on that one tonight. Big matchup. So Edmiston with the ball going left to right in their white uniforms with the orange and the black trim. Here's Menendez with the jumper. She got it. Cassie Menendez with 7 points. That's tied for the team lead with Sarah Lawrence. So 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Can Edmiston get back in? They trail 43-23. Jumper from the right side is no good. hits the end line and bounces out of bounds. 6:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney will inbound underneath their own basket. The Lady Warriors in the maroon with the white trim here tonight. Says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Here's Connor Decker. Wants that three ball. Right side. This one too far. No good. Both teams battling for the rebound. A jump ball. And possession will stay here with Sydney. 6:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com. It's 43-23. And they'll pass it inside now for Jenna McDonald. She'll take it back up to the top of the key to set up the offense. This one off the rim as they get it down low. A shot is up and in here for Sydney. Checking into the game is Taylor Hawkins, and she gets her first bucket of the night. They pass it down low. Hawkins missed the first shot, got her own rebound, put it in. And she's fouled on the second shot, trying to get the old-fashioned three-point play with 6:38 to go in this fourth quarter. Here comes the foul shot. And this one is off the rim, no good. So it's 45-23. Sydney girls on top of Edmiston on the road in a non-conference game here from Edmiston Central School. And a pass inside from Caitlin Gott down the left wing for Edmiston is kicked away there by Jolene Crom. Crom only with 2 points tonight, but she's done a lot of the little things here for the Lady Warriors. Good passes, good rebounding, just a good team leader, and we'll see her plenty of times this year where she's going to get her points. Edmiston with the inbounds pass. They skip to the right side, and Rachel Green puts it in. Her first 2 points of the night, and it's 45-25 with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Crom at the top of the key now for the Sydney Lady Warriors. Crom passes to the far side. Now they enter it down low here for Taylor Hawkins. Back up for Haley Newell. To the far side for Crom. Three ball. That one's good. Jolene Crom from downtown, and she's got 5 points. Dials long distance, and it's 48-25 with 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Good-looking shot there from Crom. And now a steal by Jenna McDonald down the right side. McDonald off the glass. No good. Crom is there to clean up the loose change, and she'll put it home. So Crom all of a sudden with 7 points. McDonald still with 10. She had 10 at the halftime break. And Sydney leads 50-25 with 5.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Caitlin Gott to the right side. Gott, entry pass down low for Sarah Lawrence. Turnaround shot, gets it to go. No, it rolls out. Boy, that one went all the way around the rim before falling out. It was about halfway down from the looks. And Sydney off to the races with 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Top of the key now to the left side here for Crom. Crom finds Jenna McDonald at the high post, reverses right side for Connor Decker, dribbled it off her foot and out of bounds, and the possession back to Edmiston with just about 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, 5:07 to be exact, 50-25. You'll want to join us tomorrow. Again, 50-25 is the score, Sydney leading Edmiston. And again, join us tomorrow as the Sydney boys will be on the road taking on the Harpersville Hornets in MAC play. That game will be at 7 o'clock. And on Wednesday, we'll be in Delhi, as it's the BG girls taking on the Delhi Lady Bulldogs, as we'll have a foul on the play here with 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter, a foul against Sydney. So here's our team foul situation in this fourth quarter, one for both sides. So the Edmiston Lady Panthers are in the Tri-Valley. They have to play the Milford Lady Wildcats tomorrow night. That'll be a tough contest. Milford, one of the top teams in the Tri-Valley League. Inbound pass for Sarah Lawrence. Her jumper's no good. Ball is rocked out of bounds and will stay right here with the Lady Panthers with 4:46 to go in the fourth. So Edmiston gets the ball in off the hands there of Emily Reifenberg and out of bounds possession back to Sydney. Want to hear this game or any game this year that we've done or in past years? They're all on our website, WCDOsports.com. They're there for a free download. Go anytime and you can listen for free on WCDOsports.com courtesy of SFCU. Sydney working the ball around. Edmiston still in the 2-3 zone with 4.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. They try the entry pass to Carolee Pierce, but knocked away by Sarah Lawrence. Good defense. So just under 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney will inbound the ball. They're in the maroon with the white trim, the white lettering across the chest that says Sydney. And they'll work the ball around here against the 2-3 zone. Panthers have been stingy on defense tonight. Sydney has found their range in the second half and a couple of runs where it was just 4 to 6 points at a time. They got off some steals. That was really what built the lead tonight for Sydney. And now a steal as Sarah Lawrence brought it up the floor. Kaylin Gravel will steal it away. This one off the back rim, no good. Gravel, a second shot. She's hit on the wrist and will go to the line. 4:04 to go in this fourth quarter, and it's 50-25, and Gravel will go to the line. Tough sequence there for Sarah Lawrence as she lost the pass and then had to make the foul. So Edmiston's going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 4:04 to go in this fourth quarter. 50-25. Sydney leads Edmiston. You're listening to live high school girls hoops tonight on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
4:04 to go in this fourth quarter. Live from Edmiston Central School, 50-25 is the score. Sydney will add to it here. Kaylin Gravel gets this one to go and make it 51-25. Second shot coming for Gravel. Sets up for the shot here. Gravel getting on the score sheet for the first time tonight. Can't get it to go. Carolee Pierce, the rebound. Got the layup to go, and she's fouled. So Pierce will go to the line. She's got 8 points, looking to make it 9. So this is a big night here for Sydney. 9 players so far in the scorebook tonight for the Lady Warriors. That gives you a ton of depth in a league where you're going to need it, because you know Bainbridge Guilford and Delhi are there. And they both play a lot of girls, especially Delhi. We've seen Delhi a couple of times in games we've covered on Twitter so far this year. And they've got 9 or 10 girls that they can run. And Sydney appears to be the same way. Pierce from the line. This one rattles out, so she can't complete the three-point play. Edmiston with the rebound. 3:55 to go in the fourth. It's Sydney 53, Edmiston 25. The Warriors trying to wrap up a win on the road here in non-league action against Class D Edmiston. Into the left wing corner now, a steal. And the pass ahead is Haley Newell came up with it. Good hands by her to come away with the loose ball. And the Warriors will look to set up the offense against the 2-3 that the Lady Panthers have stayed in all night here tonight. Passing it to the top of the key. Now Newell down low for Pierce. Again off the glass. This one is too hard for Pierce as she shot that one from the right block. Looking to post up again, but Newell will take the jumper. This one too hard. Sarah Lawrence picks up the rebound here for Edmiston with 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Don't go anywhere after the contest, folks. We're going to have our post-game awards as Sarah Lawrence takes a jumper and from the foul line and puts one in. She might be up for one of our awards for Edmiston as it's 53-27. And now as Sydney brings it up the floor, Gravel is going to dribble it off her leg and out of bounds. So we'll have our three awards brought to you by ACCO Brands, NBT Bank, and NBT Mang Insurance. And we'll also go through our scoring summary. This is right after the game here tonight, with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And now a steal for Sydney down the left wing side for Gravel. Lost the handle over the end line and out of play. So possession right back to Edmiston. You know, I think this is a product of two teams that don't play very often. Once in a great while when you are able to fit it in the schedule on the non-leaguer. Just two teams that don't know each other all that well. It's still early in the season. You're still figuring things out. Maybe a little jittery. And that has been the case here tonight, I think, to explain some of the turnovers and some of the fouls that we've seen. 2:45 to go in the fourth. Sydney leading Edmiston 53-27. And the Lady Panthers get the ball in. And here's a jumper baseline left side for Caitlin. Got no good. Rebound for Carolee Pierce. Pulls it down for Sydney, but then the traveling violation against the Lady Warriors. 2:40 to go in the fourth. 53-27. Edmiston hung around. I mean, they only trailed 7-6. The end of the first quarter was still a close game at the half, too. Sydney leading 25-12, but right before, I'd say about 30 seconds before the half, it was a 19-12 game, but a little rush there from Sydney and a couple of steals off that press gave them that cushion at the halftime break. So Sydney with another shot from the right side. This one is off the mark for Maggie's shot. No good. Rebound comes to Edmiston. Knocked out of bounds, but will stay with the Panthers. With 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter, Sydney again trying to put the finishing touches on a win here on the road tonight. 9 different players have scored for the Lady Warriors, and now we'll have a foul on the play with 2:14 to go. Foul situation is 2 for Sydney and 3 for Edmiston, as that one will be called on Kaylin Gravel, her third She'll head to the bench, and Mackenzie Gravelin comes back in for head coach Brad Aldrich. A lot of athletic talent on this team, but the MAC will be tough this year for Sydney, just like the Tri-Valley will be tough for Edmiston. Lawrence gets it in for Gott, now works it down low. They kick it back out for Lawrence, skip pass across the top of the zone, and they'll work it for Emily Reifenberg. Reifenberg steps in, jumper, too hard, no good, off the glass. And Haley Newell rips down the rebound for Sydney with 1:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney Lady Warriors leading Edmiston on the road, 53-27. Carolee Pierce in the paint now will work one back out. Pierce trying to walk on the edge there of the foul line, as they've been very tough on those three-second calls here tonight. Shot is up for Sydney. No good there from Mackenzie Gravelin, and the Panthers bring it down the right side with 90 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter, and Sydney leading 53-27. Both teams going to the bench now to get some of the extra players in the last couple of minutes of this contest. And the pass to the far side for Caitlin Gott. Gott to the top of the key with a bounce pass for Sarah Lawrence for three with 4 seconds to go on that shot clock. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds and will go to Sydney with 1:10 to go in this fourth quarter. And it's 53-27, and the Lady Warriors will walk away with a good win on the road here tonight against a scrappy Edmiston team who, again, played without their leading scorer, Sydney Smith, who averages in double figures, usually right around 15 to 20 points a game. Edmiston with a steal, though, with 1 minute left, and the shot from Caitlin Gott is no good, and the rebound comes to Mackenzie Gravelin, and they'll go with the outlet pass. You got to wonder, would it have been a different game here tonight if Sydney Smith could have played? But I think it's a smart call by Edmiston and head coach Russ McCall. You have a big league game tomorrow night. Rest her up tonight. Give her that extra rest. You don't want to make her injury worse here in a non-league game that at the end of the day is good for sectional points, but doesn't do anything for maybe getting to your league championship, and that's what a lot of teams have the goal of doing. 45 seconds to go, fourth quarter, a traveling violation against Sydney. And again, the post-game show coming up with awards from NBT Bank, NBT Mang Insurance, as well as ACCO Brands of Sydney, our offense, defense, and all-purpose award winners tonight. We'll also keep you updated on that South Courtright and Cooperstown game, which a lot of people have been asking me about here tonight, what the score is there. It was 20-16 at the halftime break. Cooperstown, a Class C team, leading Courtright, a Class D team. And now a traveling violation again on Sydney. And 27 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Tough one here tonight for the Edmiston Lady Panthers, but this is the game in the non-league. You'll get some extra sectional points just for losing to a bigger school. You get some of those extra points, and you learn here along the way. Menendez with a shot, and this one won't go down. 20 seconds to go, and Sydney will bring it up the floor, and again, we'll have a turnover against the Sydney Lady Warriors. That's an up-and-down call with 17.2 to go. So Edmiston will get one last look at it here. They trail 53-27. Sarah Lawrence will get the ball in, top of the key. They'll work it to the far side. A steal by Haley Newell down the right side for Sydney. Newell puts on the brakes. The jumper too hard off the rim. Ball is loose. Carolee Pierce kicks it back out with 5 seconds to go. They work it to the far side. Maggie shot with the jumper and a foul with 1 second left on the clock. And so it looks like Maggie's shot for Sydney will get to go to the line. Again, post-game show coming up. We'll have our three awards, so don't go anywhere. As Maggie's shot will end this one at the line here for Sydney. Lady Warriors leading 53-27. First shot coming for shot is no good off the front rim. Junior wearing number 14, Maggie Schott, trying to get on the score sheet tonight. Schott and Haley Newell, the only two players that haven't scored yet tonight for Sydney. That's an amazing stat right there. And she'll put it in. Maggie Schott puts it in, her first point, so that's all but one player getting on the score sheet tonight. And that's going to do it. 54-27, the final score here tonight. Sydney defeating Edmiston on the road in non-league action. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the post-game show, give out those awards, and wrap up our broadcast from Edmiston tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Again, the final score, Sydney Lady Warriors win 54-27. We'll be right back on CDO.
can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Wrapping up the broadcast here tonight, live from Edmiston High School. 54-27, the Sydney Lady Warriors defeating Edmiston in non-conference action. Sydney, a nice effort here tonight on the road to pick up another win as they'll start getting into league play now. Edmiston has a tough one tomorrow night against the Milford Lady Wildcats. I think it was a smart move to rest Sydney Smith here tonight, their leading scorer. I know she wanted to be out there, had a chance to talk with her pregame, and that was certainly tough for her to sit and watch this one tonight. I know she would have made a big difference, but again, Sydney Smith, I think, smart to sit out over the course of the season. You want to play in your league games, and that's certainly important. Again, the JV score tonight, Sydney defeating Edmiston 43-31, and the varsity score 54-27, a win for the Sydney Lady Warriors. Let's do our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give this one to Jenna McDonald tonight from Sydney, a game-high 10 points. Leading the Sydney Lady Warriors tonight, and just I thought she was key right before the halftime break. A couple of steals, went off to the races, got some layups, and did a very nice job. So 10 points tonight and the Outstanding Offense Award for Jenna McDonald of Sydney. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Let's give that award to Kara Lee Pierce tonight from Sydney. Pierce with 9 points, just cleaned up the glass, did a nice job down low on some of the Edmiston forwards as well. I thought just was real scrappy down there and did the things she needed to do tonight. So Kara Lee Pierce, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. The Echo Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. Echo Brands is a proud sponsor of local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that award to Sarah Lawrence tonight from Edmiston. Lawrence finishes tonight with 9 points to lead the way for Edmiston. Just did a little bit of everything. Rebounds, steals, did what she had to do. So Sarah Lawrence is our Echo Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award winner here tonight. Again, that's going to wrap up our broadcast. 54-27 is the final. Sydney defeating Edmiston on the road. A big thank you to the Panthers, our first time doing a game here, and Athletic Director Mike Clark for getting us all set up. Perfect setup here, and we'll hope to be back in the future. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. Sydney wins 54-27. Check out this game on demand later tonight on WCDOSports.com. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.